Welcome to the SDC Sheffield Foundations podcast. This year we're looking at the early church through Acts and the Epistles. An opportunity each day, Monday to Friday, to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Monday the 1st of January 2018. Happy New Year! And welcome to a New Year of Foundations podcast from SDC Sheffield. My name is Mick, and alongside my wife, Tricia, we have the great privilege of leading this fantastic church. Each day, Monday to Friday, members of our SDC team offer reflection on a Bible passage, a prayer, a song of worship. It's a great way to build godly foundations in our lives as we follow Jesus through this new year. We began last September with reflections on the letters written by a man called Paul, on how the early church grew and attracted so many people with its message of love and new life found in Jesus Christ. We took a short break from this teaching in December to hear again the Christmas story of Jesus coming into our world. Next week, we return to Paul's letters when my colleague Liam will bring his reflections on the letter to the church in Ephesus. But we begin this new year this week with a focus on our personal walk with Jesus, as we consider his words to us in Mark's Gospel. Today's passage is Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 20. You can hear the whole passage read if you keep listening after the worship song. But our focus today will be on verses 14 through 15. This Gospel was written by a young man called John Mark. In Acts 12, verse 12, we read that the early church met at his mother's house, and in later life, Mark travelled with Paul and two other friends called Barnabas and Peter. Some people believe that much of this gospel is taken from Peter's first-hand stories of Jesus that Mark heard from Peter. Mark was written between AD 58 and AD 70, about 30 years after the resurrection of Jesus, and it's written for ordinary, everyday people like you and me, just trying to get on in life. This gospel is a real action-packed, ripping yarn. It's fast-moving, exciting, relevant, and very real, with amazing stories of Jesus as he begins his ministry. Jesus has spent the first 30 years of his life in the small town of Nazareth, but he will spend the next 3 years travelling the land speaking about the kingdom of God, the good news, a new and loving way to live our lives. And as we begin, Mark, we read that Jesus was baptised by John the Baptist, verse 9, chapter 1, and then blessed by God in verses 10 and 11, before being tested in the desert by the devil, verses 12 to 13. It's a really exciting beginning. There's so much in this passage, but today's reflection, as I said earlier, comes from these verses. Read verse 15 here. "The time has come," Jesus said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." The time has come. You may know that the New Testament was written in the Greek language. It was the world language of its day. And there are two Greek words which denote the word time. The first is the Greek word chronos, which describes the passage of time. And the second is kairos, which denotes an appointed time. So a simple example, you might say that the actual time is now 7:30 a.m. If it is and you're having your breakfast, that's chronos. But it's also the appointed time for your breakfast. That's kairos. Jesus is saying here that God's appointed time has come. You may remember a few weeks ago, reflections on Isaiah chapter 9 in our Advent podcast, words describing the coming of Jesus. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." 740 years before his birth, the prophet speaks of the coming of Christ, who will bring a new way of living, a new kingdom of love that will change lives and nations. Then at the end of the Old Testament, nothing. 400 silent years before the story begins again with the coming of Jesus, whose birth we celebrated just a few days ago at Christmas. This child has now grown into a man and says that the waiting is over. The time has now come, God's appointed time for a new way to live. As we begin this new year, I wonder what you are waiting for. Perhaps a new job, a new house, a new relationship, or perhaps some kind of new beginning. It's the thing we think about, isn't it, in the beginning of January? Well, the Lord is speaking to you and me as we begin 2018, and it's our focus in these podcasts this week. He says the time has come, repent, which means turn back to God, and believe the good news. Because this year, all things are possible with God. Here's a prayer for this day and this year. Lord Jesus, as I begin this new year, I offer you my hopes and my dreams, the challenges and the opportunities that lay before me. It's 2018. It's New Year's Day. The time has come to commit to your ways in my life. Bless my family and those I love, and bless me, Lord, as I commit this year to you. Amen.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 15. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of those whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent, and believe the good news.